It's 79 degrees and raining lightly in Middle Tennessee. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. How do Middle Tennessee waterways perform when it comes to the presence of microplastics? It's a hot topic, and researchers like Ross Andrew at Belmont University are among those taking a close look. He says the Cumberland River runs through urban areas, so it tends to collect more plastic fibers shed from clothing, as well as plastics being flushed into the system.
The Tennessee River sort of famously had a biologist swim in that river and calculate microplastics. That number was much higher. So if you really had to compare, the Cumberland might have less microplastics than the Tennessee River, but it's still quite hot.
Andrew says microplastics are still an emerging area of study. Reversing the impacts of ingesting them, especially for wildlife, could depend on our ability to filter out plastics before they enter the ecosystem. You can learn more by revisiting our This is Nashville episode this week, titled Nashville Under the Microscope. The Ten Green Land Conservancy has protected a 100-acre property in Williamson County. The group set up a conservation easement. That's a legal agreement to permanently limit development for an area of ridgelines, forest, and a spring that feeds a tributary of the Harpeth River. The Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation says this property provides habitat for more than 30 rare species, including the sharp-shinned hawk and the butternut tree. We are in for some showers and potentially strong storms this afternoon, maybe flooding in low-lying areas. The storms will continue through the night and end early morning. More news at WPLN.org.